So, the secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. Now that's a great statement for this beautiful century that we're living in. It's brand new, it's positive, it's today type of thinking. And it was said by our dear friend the Buddha many years ago. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, which is what we seem all to do only too readily, is to mourn for the past and worry about the future and anticipate troubles. Oh boy, do we love to do that. We can train ourselves to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. And if we do that, we'll be carrying out the recommendation of the Buddha. We'll be carrying out the recommendation of psychologists and psychiatrists. We'll be carrying out the recommendation of all the New Thought ministers and teachers, and the teachings of Jesus itself. Jesus said, when you go to your brother, or you go to the altar, if you have aught against your brother, go and make peace with him, and then come unto the Lord. That's what we have to learn to do. If we want to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly, we have to release all those things that are in the past that made us feel unhappy. All those worries about the future and anticipation of troubles, release it. You say, but we have a responsibility. We're supposed to pay attention to them. We're supposed to be aware of them, and we're supposed to handle them wisely and well. That's right. And the way to handle them wisely and well is to dump them. Dump them? Why, I'm supposed to dump my wife? I'm supposed to dump my children? I'm supposed to dump my job? I'm supposed to dump my relationships? Whatever I have? That's exactly right. You're supposed to completely clean house and dump them all. Never give a backward glance to them. Don't mourn the past. Never give a backward glance. Don't worry about the future and anticipate its troubles. Rather, live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. Now, you have a lousy wife or a lousy husband. We've talked about this before. Well, they're going to continue being lousy as long as you got a lousy wife or a lousy husband. So when you start saying, I have the ideal wife or the ideal husband, I have the ideal family, I have cooperation and love, and you're the first part of that cooperation, you're the first part of that lovingness, you're the first part of that unconditionalness. If a wife went to her husband as he came in the door from work, and she says, sweetheart, when you come home, the house is now a castle, and I can live in harmony. You are so wonderful. You bring such peace and joy. If she would say that to her husband, what would happen to her home? And if a husband would come in and say to his wife, sweetheart, I've been surrounded by the bathing beauties of the sport world, and they are glorious. But I'm glad to get back to pure, beautiful beauty, not put-on beauty. You, sweetheart, are the greatest, most beautiful woman in the world. Wow! What would happen to his marriage? Man, oh man, it would never end. And all you got to do is just think that way, act that way, be that way, and live in the now. Your wife wants to hear these lovely nothingnesses now. You want to hear these lovely nothingnesses now. The world wants to hear these lovely nothingnesses now. The world wants to recognize that it's a good world. It's a beautiful world. And they don't want to have you worrying about the past, mourning over things that have happened and are no longer current. They don't want to have you living on issues that are of no account. And you say, but we must take care of them. No. If we would start seeing peace on earth, there would be peace on earth. As long as we're going to see war and conflict and unhappiness, there will be war, conflict, and unhappiness. But that's not logical. That's not reasonable. That's true. That's the whole thing about it. Truth, God, principle, are not logical and not reasonable. Can you imagine any creator so stupid as to filling the seashores with little pieces of sand and knowing every one of them? Can you imagine a creator so stupid to throw stars all over the heavens and have no purpose for them as far as we know, you know? Just scatter them out because they're pretty, like lights on a Christmas tree, you know? And little tinsel here and there and so forth with the falling stars and the shooting stars and the comets and all these other beautiful things. Yeah. God created the sky as a Christmas tree, a great, wonderful, glowing globe to look at and enjoy. And how wonderful it is not to worry about. And if a meteorite hits the ground someplace, so it hits the ground. If an earthquake comes up, it comes up. If a tidal wave happens, it comes up. Don't mourn it. Go on with your living. And you're not going to make a country safe of a tidal wave. A tidal wave that comes dashing in from an underground earthquake and inundates the population of Sri Lanka and all these other places. There's nothing you can do about it. But there is something you can do. You can say, I surround myself with my pure white light of love wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I am in harmony. Now, why is it that a lot of people weren't home when that tidal wave came? Why is it that a lot of people didn't go to work when the Twin Towers dropped their skirts, you know? Why is it that when an earthquake happened that some people who were normally there were on vacation somewhere or somewhere else? What did they do? They put a cause in motion that they live in their pure white light of love. Now you say, well, everyone should be in? No, everyone should say, the world is in balance. Earthquakes are because the world is out of balance. Floods are because the world is out of balance. The tidal waves are because the world is out of balance. We want to put the world back in balance by saying, all is in divine order now. Wow, what a simple statement, but what a powerful statement. Are you ready for that? That'd be a laugh.
No, I'll be ready.
Why are you ready?
Because.
Do you argue with me about things when I tell you things? Yes, you do. And as long as you argue, you're not ready. When you're ready to realize that San Francisco is south of Mexico City, you got it.
I got it.
When you feel that logic and that's not wrong and it's not right, hey, I'm playing the game with you. I want you to be able to think in another framework, think in a framework of a possibility thinking, you know. And hey, it doesn't matter whether it is or it isn't. What matters is that you have the freedom of being released from all of the old attitudes you had which held you in line and said, there's only one way to look at these things. And that's silly. You know, that's really silly. Really, the secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. I'm ready. Are you?
Yes.
Okay, let's go for it, and let's do it, and let's enjoy it, and let's realize that this is the start of a wonderful new adventure. And I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.